All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm pleased to join. I hope you guys are great. Happy Tuesday to you all. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, there you have it. Please listen to the previous recording. But, right, as far as, like, these races are delusional. They actually thought they can get Trump to get me to sign over my rights for my money. All right, now, I'm not signing shit. I'm not signing anything. God's coming for custody this morning. All right, now, no. I don't know what they thought. I guess they thought they put the president on the phone. It's not anything against Trump. This dude is just getting in there. He's not even sworn in yet. All right, now it's nothing against Trump. All right, now, hell, there have been many plots against me. I talked about Biden and all of them. All right, now they're like, you know, just get me to sign over my rights. These some dumb racists. No, I'm not signing anything. Hell, at this point, I'm even signing for food, right? Does that make sense? All right, now that's why I'm not signing for anything. You know, that's why I'm not signing over my rights to my money. Why is it that racists, they have the traffic, their privilege, they keep everybody else down? What they told Joe Scarborough when they thought he was a white man? All right, now, just don't let any niggers know about this back door as he put his female relative into the Freemasons. You guys can fact check me that Joe Scarborough is an African-American man. He's a black man. All right, now, that's so, you know how Rachel Dolezal, I have a picture of Rachel Dolezal up. All right, now, Joe Scarborough side by side. You know how Rachel Dolezal, she pretended to be black, right? You know, that's what I, no, let me say this. Rachel Dolezal didn't do nothing to me. I have nothing mean to say about Rachel Dolezal. She did nothing to me. Right, I'm going to leave that there. But do you know how she pretended to be black, right? Joe Scarborough and Rachel Dolezal just changed. They just switched places, right? Joe Scarborough has spent his 61 years, you know, pretending to be white. He is a black man. He's an African-American man. His descendants, he is a descendant, you know, of African-American slaves, right? If it were the 1800s, okay. He has a great-grandparent that is completely black. You know how these racists always say John about my grandfather? Does that make sense? Right? No, my grandfather's name John, and he's black. Okay, the same thing with Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough has a John, right? A man or a woman that is his great-grandparent that is completely black. They're not white. They're completely black. They have no mixed race. They're completely black. And that is his great-grandfather. Okay, though, that would be his grandparent's parent. So Joe Scarborough's grandparent, all right, now has a black parent, completely black. All right, now, so that would make Joe Scarborough's grandparent mixed race, all right? But Joe Scarborough's grandparent married somebody white and gave birth to his parent, and that would make his parent mixed race, make him black, right? Okay, Joe Scarborough got a mixed race grandparent, a mixed race parent, and he is a black man himself. What's up, right? Now, back there in the 1800s, right? All right, now, the beginning of, you know, the slavery stuff, the sick shit in the United States, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, Joe Scarborough would have been a slave, either serving, despite how fair his skin is. They did not go for that as far as mixing the blood is concerned. They said the one drop room, as soon as they would have sold Joe Scarborough's black grandparent, does that make sense? All right, now, they'll put him right out on the field with the other black people picking cotton. You think that, or serving in a house, or cooking, or something, or he'd be beaten and lynched. If he tried to escape, they would kill him. All right, now, that's how the United States is. All right, now, this man went about hiding his race for 61 years, pretending to be a white man. Joe Scarborough is not a white man. Joe Scarborough is a black man. Even Obama does not have slave ancestry, right? He has a Kenyan father. He has a white mother, or a white father, Stanley and on him, right? A white father. Nothing against Obama's mother. No, that's not what I'm saying. But even Obama don't have slave ancestry, but Obama's dark. He's dark compared to Joe Scarborough. You can look at Obama and tell he's a black man. Joe Scarborough like a white man. To the fact that you had a lady on the news, she was like saying, he got me. She, you know, because, you know, basically, he was lying to people's faces about his lineage, his heritage. Does that make sense, being ashamed of who he and what he is? This is to that the racist saying, you know, reading and all this other stuff. Clearly, it's not reading. It's consistent. It's across different paths. All right, now you got the Middleton family. Okay, William fucked two of them. And that's what I said. I won't talk about William stuff anymore. Oh, you know, it bothers me. All right, now, yeah, but the Middleton family early on. All right, now, William fucked two of them. Does that make sense? He truly did. All right, now, three of them sucked his dick, and two of them he fucked, right? I mean, he really did, okay? When one Middleton was looking the other way, the other Middleton was sucking William's dick, and then when the other Middleton was looking the other way, the other Middleton was sucking William's dick, and when the other Middleton stopped sucking his dick and looked the other way, the other Middleton was sucking William's dick, then he fucked two of them. Does that make sense? Right, now, but three of them sucked his dick, right? What's up? So I have been being nice, not talking about it, right? As they tried to lynch me and steal from me and do all this stuff with baby murderer Joe Biden, right? All right, now, that's the Lord, right? Now, you know, you can fact check me on that. That we fucked two of the Middleton family. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's the Lord. They'd be alone. They'd be on his knees, like, immediately sucking his dick, trying to be, you know, queen. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Then when he turned, I'm not saying who, right? All right, now, but then when the other one turned away thinking they doing something special, the other one was sucking his dick. And when that one was doing something, they were doing something special, then they turned the other way, the other one was sucking William's dick. What's up, right? Right? All right. It's about like, you know, it's about like, you know, Scarborough being black, right? I told you guys it's formal, right? I have to sell it this way. That's to them clown racists, and not just racist hell. Look at Obama them. All right, no, I mean, he just see a clown. He want to be a center of attention so bad. All right, and talk about, okay, that's to every clown that says reading, right? I mean, I don't, okay. There's 7,000 languages. There's zero translations, right? I'm going to get to this in a second. There's 7,000 languages. That's by the wisdom of the Lord Jesus. That's by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. That's why the goodness and the genius and the magnificence of the Father God, Trump, I don't have any power like that. Ripple's real. It's not something that I became. The Lord literally gave it to me. Does that make sense? Right now, it took 14 or 15 months to put it together. All right, now you went behind the scenes and looked at everything to see it be put together. Okay, Joe Scarborough is not on the list as far as him being black is concerned. He recently just started jumping at me. I've been saying, for 2 months. He started saying stuff about framing me and trying to steal from me. I'm like, it's enough of this dude. Looking into Joe Scarborough, I'm like, tell everybody who you are. Tell everybody who you're like. Okay, if you don't want to tell everybody who you are, that's fine. Post a picture of your grandparents and the fact that people at NBC heard me say this, and they start saying, yes, she's been saying this for months. Right. I was like saying, all right, now, you know, realizing that this is very sensitive. I didn't want to just pull the bandage off. I'm like, okay, dude, tell people who you are, Joe Scarborough. Say who you are. And then, you know, he would still try to be, you know, pretend, you know, be racist. And he was being racist, despite him being a black man. He lived in that delusion so long, he forgot that he is black, right? The stat makes sense, and the racist stuff that he has said. They've gotten known to Joe Scarborough about a racist tone in some of his stuff. They've gotten known to this man. This man with a great-grandparent that's completely black. This man with a grandparent that is black, right? Got more than one drop. You know, got thousands of drops. You know, drops. Does that make sense? You know, over half black, right? And then you got a great-grandparent. Does that make, you got his parent that's black because, okay. And then Joe Scarborough's parent has a completely black grand. Okay, Joe Scarborough's own parent has a completely black grandparent. Joe Scarborough himself is black. What's up? Even the people in the intelligence community, how long did he work in Washington? For at least a couple of years, he worked over there being a congressman. People in the intelligence community, they knew this dude and they didn't know that. He was up in people's faces in the Congress and the Senate. He was smoozing. Biden would be calling black people niggers and roaches, and he'd laugh and giggle with him. He truly did forget he black, right? All right, no, he did. I take that back. All right, now, did you fact check me about one of his children bringing home somebody black they took interest in? I mean, apparently his child went ashamed, right? Does that make sense, right? No, that's for the Lord. But one of Joe Scarborough's children had taken an interest in an African-American person. Like, they African-American. They took interest in an African-American man. You can't, you can't help who you fall in love with. Does that make sense, right? No, like Joe Scarborough put a female relative into the Freemasons. I'm gonna say it just to you, just like this. All right, no, Warren Buffett put his granddaughter into the Freemasons as he was stealing 900, you know, million shares of fraud, right? I'm not sure enough for counterfeits. People take back purses and everything to Gucci every day, or Louis Vuitton, or Balenciaga, whatever your taste may be. All right, now, that's what they take back, you know, handbags and stuff to these major brands. They're like, okay, this is a counterfeit. We didn't make this. We're not taking this. Okay, that's a counterfeit. I own 100% of the stock, right? The stat says, by Jesus pointed out, all right, now I didn't extract anything on North American continent. I want no racist and no punk to be delusional. I'm not trying to watch the F word, Lord. All right, now, I promise the Lord, stop that. All right, now, but I want no racist. All right, no punk racist, no plain punk. All right, now, of any color. To think they're owed something, so I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. Ask Prince William, all right, now, as far as Joe Scarborough is concerned. That's any clown that want to say he's reading, all right, now, there's 7,000 languages, all right, now, none of them translated with 100% accuracy in 3 years, okay? Ask Joe Scarborough if he's black. If he lied that he's not black, ask him if he's African American. What's up? Right? He got deeper issues than hating me and Rachel Dolezal. Basically, Rachel Dolezal pretended to be black, he pretended to be white. They switched places, right? He like the male version of Rachel Dolezal, and nothing against Rachel Dolezal. She did nothing to me, right? You understand what I'm saying? Anybody that hate themselves, you know, that's a deeper issue. You've been all through my blood about my Japanese heritage. You've been all through my blood about my black heritage. You've been all through my blood about my German heritage. Okay, I am German, but you look at me, you can't tell I'm German. You look at me, you can't see the German. You've been through my blood to the fact this matching the Germans in Windsor Castle. It's matching the Germans in Buckingham Palace. It's matching Prince William that is a European white German man. It's matching the crap out of Prince William. My blood is matching Prince William to the fact they gave me a blood test, and then the brother Kate and his family. All right, now, William fucked two of the militants, and three of them sucked his dick. You guys can fact check me on this. All right, now, all of them thought they were doing something special, but none of them knew about each other fucking him and sucking his dick. None of them knew about each other. Not one of them knew it. None of the militants knew that all of them were sucking his dick right now, and he fucked two of them. They didn't know. What's up, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. Oh, that God, that bothered me. William was a piece of work when he was younger. All right, now, I don't care where he's been. I love my William the Stat and my sister Jesus. All right, now, that's why he's so paranoid. I understand it. All right, now, that's for the word about me. You have a dumb slut that can't get on the phone in 138 days. Clearly, this whore ain't doing me no favors, right? She can ask anything her ugly face desires. She ain't got there yet. All right, now, as far as William is concerned, all right, now, that's for the word. All right, now, it's really been something, all right, now, but... Okay, as far as, like, Joe Scarborough is concerned, right? Does that make sense? All right, now, they did confirm that he is a black man, right? Okay, if you don't want to say he black, that's fine. Is he African American? That simply means that he has African ancestry, right? Okay. I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Good morning to you guys. All right, now, that's for the Lord. So that's not reading and guessing. I mean, good God, was simple to put together. Hell, it's 7,000 languages, zero of them translated. Does that make sense? All right, now, 100%. Oh, that's by Jesus' wisdom and his goodness. Is that some fluke? All right, now, okay, you had little racist Jonathan, this little punk you put here. I'm going to talk about him this morning. All right, now, you know the counterfeit stocks you bought? Those are Jonathan stocks. You racist, all right, none it was the racist, all right, everybody ain't racist, right? But what's been going on against me, talking about Cotter Fields, this text they sent around talking about Cotter Fields, that's these old dumb racists, all right, now trying to be funny, all right, now what they tell you, if I don't sign anything, I'm not signing anything, you think it impresses, all right, now let me put a disclaimer here, I have no problem with Donald Trump, this man is not even in office yet, he has not even been sworn in, right, I have no problem with Donald Trump, right? So don't take it like this, all right? Now, you got this shithole, racist, Nazi baby-murdering clown to write about now that murdered men, women, and children mercilessly. Saudi intelligence that he had burned children alive and shot them to death and beheaded them and decapitated them. He still proceeded to go bomb Israel two other times after seeing gruesomeness like that of kids, you know, being decapitated. He is a whole piece of shit Nazi-murdering racist. The worst of Texas, the Holocaust, him and his baby-murdering crackhead sign. Right? Oh, Hunter Biden, the baby murdering crackhead killer son, Hunter Biden, and old baby murdering blow Biden. All right. And I told you guys he slept over 1,220 heads, right? You know, in his throat's illustrious career. Okay, let me get back to this boy Jonathan for a second. All right. Now, I don't say anything. I don't mean anything by saying, boy, he's younger than me. Does that make sense? Right now, let me get back to him for a second, right? All right, now, this guy, all right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, he went to these different sites, you guys can fact check me, all right, I'm pretty sure Trump will try and fact check this, all right, now, how these folks are so racist, they were standing around for 2 years waiting for me to do fraud, okay, that been sending Jonathan to sites, he got over 650,000 to 700,000 results all wrong, he got everything completely wrong, they sent him to these sites, he got over 700,000 wrong, he got 700,000, he got everything wrong, he got a clean sweep, he got everything wrong, right? And when they saw that he got everything wrong, they tried to wait around for me to do large numbers. So these racist kids, like, tried to plant his failure into anything that I'm extracting. They tried to lie. So they're just sitting back waiting, hoping I do some extraction so they could lie and steal and say, like, you know, his failure results are my results. No, I'm not extracting anything in North American content. Donald Trump, he will check into this. About this boy, Jonathan, being sent to these different sites, he got everything wrong. Over 700,000 results he got wrong. 700,000. Just trying any, everything in his power to wing it. And he was so consistently wrong, they became embarrassed, and they told him to stop. Right? They even tried to tell him to do this again. He still fell and got everything wrong. What's up? So you can't edge your racist ass to sin, okay? Ask to see Jonathan's over 650,000 to over 700,000 failed results. Failure, right? He has no extraction. He was just, you know, trying anything and failed. Over 700,000, okay? You bought all that counterfeit stock. You bought Jonathan stocks. I own 100% of everything I extract. I did not, you have counterfeits. I did not issue those stocks. You got Jonathan stocks. Now they can show you what happened to your money. Basically, you gambled it in a casino. Jonathan got over 700,000 failures. Now they can show you Jonathan 700,000 failures, and you can see what you just blew your money. Your money burned up. Okay, Jonathan tried. He tried and he failed. He got 700,000 failures as far as like these different sites are concerned. He failed miserably. It was such an embarrassing fail. They waited around for 2 years for me to extract anything. What's up? That's the only racist that was still trying to hope to whitewash something. I mean, what's up? And sat here for 2 years waiting for me to do something. What's up? Hey, it's by the wisdom of the Lord Jesus. They can do anything. All right, now, let's not pretend. All right, now, it's real extraction. I told you guys that you got behind the scenes of being put together. You had racist and clown holes like Obama still trying to lie. What's up? Everybody ain't racist like Mitch and Joe. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's what. Clearly, there's a problem. I mean, that's the Lord to the fact that people said that it sent shockwaves that Joe Scarborough black. People were, like, saying, how the hell did they miss that? Like, you know, said they looked at him like a white man. Said, you know, one lady was like, she like, he got me. Because, God, have mercy, you've seen him face to face before. He had gotten so involved in his own delusion in illusion. Does that make sense, right? No, yes, Lord, you know, I mean, you know, what's up, right? Jeff Scarborough set to believe his own lie. While he was being racist against me and trying to step on my rights, talking about stealing from me and framing me. Okay, how do they feel about him? You got the higher ups that are very racist, saying that a white man could have been making them millions of dollars on Morning Joe. They did say this. They said, okay, a white man could have been making this money. All right, now, not Mud Joe, right? Clay Joe, right? The stuff that they started to call him. While he was calling me poor and all this other stuff, okay, clearly I'm not poor. To the fact, okay, you racist tried to steal my sit and show, nobody's poor. Like that old dried up racist on squat boxer right now with Andrew Ross Sorkin and Becky, right? All right, now that Joe racist talk about reduction. These racists have lost their damn minds. Okay, nobody goes to that racist Joe's house and ask him to take reduction for his paycheck. He just sit his old crappy self on the air not doing anything. Really, okay, this is actual extraction. This is actual work. This actually took something being built. It had to be built. This is something that the United States put zero investments into. You dump on in like United States got called racist yesterday, right? You did get called. The United States got called racist. Like, okay, you are racist. Stop asking this girl to take a reduction. I'm not taking a reduction to make these racists and these shitholes like Obama feel comfortable with me. And Obama and T.D. Jakes, so they do have a problem. You know, you can't just say racist and not call out Obama and T.D. Jakes themselves. It's not right to do that, right? United States put zero investments into it. They saying that how they poured all that money on Elon Musk government contracts. Okay, I didn't ask you for your contracts. I don't need your contracts, right? Your contracts don't faze me because they can't do nothing for my world, right? $400 million in rising is going towards a decimillion dollars. So right now that is a 34 digit number is going towards. What's up? You need planet Earth. You first and foremost, you need Jesus. I need Jesus, right? I'm going to talk about something. I need to put a disclaimer here for it, right? All right, now, so I'm not signing anything to any clown racists that thought they can get Trump to get me to sign something. You racists are clowns? No. You buttholes like Obama are clowns? No, right? Craig, a black man on the Today Show. All right, no, punk, no, faggot Craig, and please excuse me, I'm saying he wanted my planes to crash, and they wanted to steal. They're so horrible. Okay, Craig is speaking his own demise and his destruction, okay? All right, now, I didn't tell him to take them thumps in his chin and up his ass. All right, now, don't make him a special punk. It just make him a stupid punk. What's up? I did not start these voices. These nasty folks. You can have, you can have, the Lord can, the Lord Jesus, because I don't have power like this. Only the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, if I'm not mistaken. The Lord, in Deuteronomy 18, the Lord gives you the power to get wealth. I don't have no power to get wealth. Right? Jesus, through the Lord Jesus, I get wealth, though. The Bible says the Lord gave you witty inventions. I don't care who want to hear that. Okay. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Father God, Jehovah, the Lord created the Lord in supreme and living God. Gives the power to get wealth, right? The only living God, Father God, Jehovah, the real and only God, gives the ability to give wealth, get wealth. All right? Now, I didn't rob anybody. I didn't steal from anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't frame anybody. I didn't starve anybody. I didn't lynch anybody. I didn't try to do Jim Crow tactics to dress somebody's money up to cripple them so they would be homeless. He did this twice this year, trying to get me kicked out of here so I wouldn't have nowhere to go while he dried up my money all last year. I did none of this stuff. Right? I did no sin to nobody. On top of doing no sin to nobody for the extraction, Jesus just chose to be good to me, and I don't apologize for the Lord being good to me. I don't care who feels what about it, okay? On top of not doing any sin or wrong to anybody to get Ripple, which is the name of the extraction, I write no doubts for the Lord by Jesus' wisdom and his goodness. The Lord, does that make sense? I write no doubts for the Lord. I write no, there is zero investments, and I didn't know sin or wrong or harm. I didn't harm anybody. I didn't go kill people in the Middle East or nowhere else. I didn't hurt anybody. I didn't steal from anybody. I didn't frame anybody. I didn't lynch anybody. I didn't take from anybody. I didn't try to drop somebody's work and take everybody's phone and make them look at company. I didn't steal somebody's rent money, but all that stuff happened to me. Okay, I had to live through them 10 months of terror by getting me kicked out of my house, people calling me stupid and names, as a racist calling me black bitches and nigger, saying this is kind of feel, saying he'll break my black ass, threatening to kill me, saying he wanted to hang me and stuff. All right, no, kept putting me on the street so he could send somebody to kill me. What you think he was doing? What's up? I didn't do none of that stuff. I did no sin or no wrong to nobody, right? They went all behind the scenes on my black ass, right? My black Asian Japanese ass, right? Ask Joe Scarborough about how black he is. At that first day back at work, all right, now he got so comfortable living in his own delusion, okay? You can be whatever you're gonna be, but you're still black, all right? No, that's what America will teach you how black you are. They don't care what else is in your blood. Yeah, I am a Japanese woman. Does that make sense? All right, now you went all through my blood. I am a Hawaiian woman. All right, now have you seen my grandmother and my daddy? Does that make sense? All right, now, I mean, check this out. All right, now I'm a Japanese woman. I'm a Hawaiian woman. I am a black woman. Does that make sense? I'm proud to be black. Like, black is something shameful to be. You fools are crazy. There's no shame in being black. There's no shame in being black. That's crazy. Why would you be ashamed of who you are? That's crazy, right? All right, I'm a Jewish girl and a German girl. Okay, Uncle, I'm so German. To the fact that I'm related to Prince William. Prince William is a pure white European man. How can I put this? Okay, William got blue eyes and the blonde hair and everything. All right, now Joe Biden is considered the privilege to suck his pure white dick. That's how racist he is. You think that's some type of a joke? He thought, yeah, Carol Milton and all of them. All right, now I almost said Devin Milton's name. Damn, you know. All right, now figured it to be a privilege. All right, because he's very racist. All right, now to give William oral sex. All right, now to suck his pure white dick. Right. All right, now that's he's a white man. All right, now but I'm completely related to him. We got the same DNA, right? Quite a bit of the same DNA. I'm just as German as William is. I'm every bit as German as William is. But you look at me, you can't see that, right? Well, I'm not ashamed to say I'm German, despite you not being able to see it. Okay, Joe Scarborough is a black man. When you look at him, he like a white man. He was so ashamed of being black, he hid it for 61 years. He didn't talk about it. Okay, his parents tried to do that, what they call it, passing in his parents' time. He's 61 years old, so his parents would be very old, right? All right, now, so in his parents' time, they would call it passing, to the fact they moved around to get away from their black side, somebody could tell them to him. Growing up in Mississippi, he understood how he'll be treated. That's how I played the girl Sarah Jane, right? He was like saying, okay, the boy was like, it's very racist. Joe Scarborough was in Mississippi. He said, I got a question for you. He says, your mother a nigger. America fucked up and is racist. And then she was like saying, okay, what difference does it make? He was like saying, okay, are you black? Are you black? Are you black? And she was like saying, no, she's as white as him. He jumped on, he started beating her. He said, you are a liar, right? Because she had a black parent. Okay, Joe Scarborough has a black parent. Like Sarah Jane that was pretending to be white in that movie got a black parent, right? He is a black man. All right, I'm German. You can't look at me and see the German in me, but I am German. Okay, Joe Scarborough is black. You can't look at him and see black in him, but he's black. You went through my DNA to see. I'm German. I'm pretty German. You went through my DNA. That's how I'm related to most European kings and queens across Europe. That's how I relate to Prince William. I'm German, right? Does that make sense? You look at me, you got my blood to prove I'm German. You look at me, you cannot tell I'm German. When you look at me, you can tell I'm Japanese and black, yes. All right, now Hawaiian, you know, you can tell I'm Japanese, Hawaii, black. You can tell that I'm Hawaiian. You can tell I'm black. Japanese and Hawaiian. You can easily see that. You can't miss it. But when you look at me, you cannot decipher that I'm a German woman, right? You can't even see the German in me. Hell, Jewish either, right? All right, now maybe a bit of Jewish, but you definitely cannot see any parts of German in me, right? But my blood is speaking another story. My blood is still saying I'm German. My blood is still saying that I'm related to, you know, white Europeans. My blood is still, do you understand that? Joe Scarborough is no different. You look at this man, he looks visibly white, but when you go through his blood, it's going to say that he's black, that he's related to his black grandparents. He's black, he's completely black grandparent. He's related to his completely black great grandparent. He's related to his mixed race grandparent. He's related to his mixed race black parent. See, the blood tells another story despite what your skin is saying. Your blood is telling the truth about what you are. This man is black. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? I just gave an example about myself being German. Look at me. You can't tell I'm German. They ran my blood. I am definitely German, though. I hope that makes sense. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's the Lord to right now. But as far as like this is concerned, check this out. All right, now, yeah, but as far as like, you know, the racist thinking they can get up in a heap, I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. I do one better. All right, now, you know, the counterfeit stocks that you bought Jonathan stock. All right, now, they will ask to see Jonathan's failures. Jonathan got over 700,000 results wrong. He was literally just doing anything. He was trying anything. Basically, he was throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. You know, get at the wall. All right, now, that's the Lord to the fact that, okay, he got everything wrong. Right? Not too long ago this year, he went to another site, he got everything wrong to the fact it was an embarrassment for them, right? And they were asked to see that. The counterfeit stocks that you bought Jonathan stocks. You didn't buy mine, okay? I own 100% of everything that it's tracked. My point is that I did not issue you those stocks. I didn't issue them. I didn't sell them to you. I own 100%. It was not me doing the issuing. So since I own 100% and I did not issue the stocks, it's counterfeiting. I'm not sure if it counterfeit stocks, okay? You just bought Jonathan stocks. Jonathan got over 700,000, you know, wrong. 700,000 wrong. That is catastrophic. So you bought Jonathan shares. You bought Jonathan stocks, not mine. You bought the counterfeit bootleg Jonathan stocks versus mine. I did not sell you stock and I own 100% of everything I extract. I'm no different. I am different to all companies, you know. All right, now that's as far as like, you know, it's global extraction. Does that make sense? All right, now it's no ties to the United States. I mean, I don't have to prove that. United States alone can't make the numbers. It's global. You have to go through all 7 continents, right? You have to literally move through all 8 billion people through Jesus' wisdom, through Jesus the Lord's goodness, through the Holy Spirit's absolute genius. You have to move through all 8 billion people to even get them, these results. All right, now, but you bought Jonathan stocks, the counterfeit bootleg. You just lost your money. All right, now, Jonathan can show the over 700,000 he got wrong. All right, now, the other times he tried this, he got everything wrong. You bought Jonathan stocks, not mine. You bought counterfeit stocks, which are Jonathan stocks. I own 100% of my stocks. You didn't buy mine. All right, so you already lost your money as far as buying Jonathan stocks trying to counterfeit. All right, now, you bought the counterfeit Jonathan stocks. You already lost your money, basically. What's up? You buying counterfeit stocks, that's between you and Jonathan. Ask him where your money is. He did go tried to pretend up something. He got over 700,000 wrong. And that's between everything he winged and tried, he got everything wrong. They will fact check my behind on this, right? So you can ask Jonathan where your money is because you did buy Jonathan stocks. You do not counterfeit up stocks and then say me because you're racist thinking I owe you something. Oh, you shit. You bought Jonathan stocks, right? I hope that you guys will upgrade it right now. But as far as like the racist, right now it's very racist. All right, don't say, piling up on Trump. Like, dude, there's nothing against Trump, man. Donald Trump just got in the office. I don't have a problem with this dude. I don't know Donald Trump to have a problem with him, okay? I just dealt with Biden and Lynch. We call me black bitches and niggers. Biden got woke one day and started stealing my rent money and taking everybody off the phone, trying to do all manner of evil against me to get me kicked outside, which he did. Okay, Trump ain't did nothing like that to me. This man is not even in there yet in the White House. He's not even been sworn in. This is me saying, okay, this is a disclaimer. I have no problem with Donald Trump, right? All right, no, but that's sort of like, but what they were trying to do is these racists talked about, well, I can sign over my rights. These are stupid racists. I'm not signing over my rights to my money. I just told you I'm not extracting anything on North American continent, anything I extract to own. It's not just the racists with the begging. You punks will never try this again. You will never try this again. Not ever try this again. Jesus willing, I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. And that's even in proximity to North America. That'd be Canada, Mexico, not extracting anything there either. No. Anything I extract that on, you will never have a chance to pop your asses up and beg me again. And I've already told you no. You bought Jonathan stocks, the counterfeit stocks. You ain't talking to Jonathan about your money because, okay, he kept trying to wing up something. He got over 700,000 wrong. You bought that counterfeit stock, all right? You bought Jonathan stocks, not mine. What's up? He got everything wrong. You better go talk to Jonathan. I am not shooting up your counterfeits. I promise you. I had to suffer through this man lynching me, trying to frame me, trying to steal from me. Type I can't get none of my own money. These clown-ass racists on all along. They did all men are evil because they didn't have my signature. Okay, you're not getting my signature. Oh, man, Jesus cursed my soul and strike me dead from lying. I am not signing shit to give you damn racists my money. I don't care what Oprah or Obama asshole you sent. I'm still not signing anything. I don't care who you sent. I'm not signing anything to give you my money. No. Money from a global supply chain is earned fair and square. You can't have it. I said no. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the United States. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the United States territories or their jurisdiction. You will never get your sorry asses up and back me again. You will never have your hands up demanding shit from me again. You will never pull this shit again. I do not appreciate it. No, right? I don't think I'm special enough to go to nobody's house and knock on somebody's door and demand a paycheck. Don't ever be stupid enough to think you're special enough to do that to me because I said no. I don't think I'm special enough to mistreat somebody. I don't think I'm special enough to be rude and unkind to somebody. Don't be stupid enough to think you're going to be special enough to be rude and unkind to me. I don't give a damn what color your skin is. Right? Now, I'm happy to go over Europe and Asia. All right, now, so they really did think they could get a president on the phone with me, and this is not knocking Trump. The man is not even in there yet, right? That they really did think, and I don't have shit to say to these demonic, baby-murdering, Nazi-killer racists that were committed the worst attack since the Holocaust. Oh, baby killer, murderer. All right, no, men and women killer. I mean, any person harm is too much. Nasty as any one person, any person harm. That's too much. Does that make sense right now? Not just talk about babies, but anything. What Biden did against Jewish people is an atrocity. Not just that, I mean, hell. He killed Palestinian people too. People over there too. People's plural. People over there too, right? There was no fighting over there, but do you notice how when Biden stuck his hands over there, they start to fight? You notice that? Biden did that stuff, okay. Let me get to the point, excuse me. Okay, now. All right, now, but these folks actually thought they would put a president on the phone with me. Does that make sense? And it would woo me to sign over my rights to these shitty clown races. I'm not signing shit. You fried. No. Oh, not just that. They just went through me again with experts. They got real experts go through me again yesterday and said no criminality, no evil. Okay, this, I mean, how many times they done this now? Innumerable times, billions of times. This clown racist did this for 3 years, trying to twist anything, do anything with his racism. He kept sending them back over and over again without rest. And they just sent a whole other team and just said, no, there's no criminality here because I'm not a criminal, right? So you can't steal, you can't frame. Does that make sense right now? By Jesus' voice, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus. No matter who I want to hear this, I did no sin, no wrong to these folks. I do nothing to these folks. Do you see how shit? I mean, I'm not helping you. You bought all that counterfeit stock. You better go talk to Jonathan. Those are Jonathan stocks, the counterfeit, the bootlegging, that these racists thought they can make up. Okay, you can't sell my stock. I own 100%. What they tell you, they said, if I sell it, that's up to me, right? I'm going to Europe and Asia to offer it. United States is fried. You bought counterfeit stock. You better go talk to Jonathan. Jonathan got over 700,000 wrong. He tried any and everything. He still got them wrong. You had racists sitting around trying to wait. They try to point his failure on me. Does that make sense? So they can try to take the good results and steal them. They so shitty. What's up? They sat their asses around for 2 years figuring it would be a bit tape payday. Well, I have news for you. And I extract anything in the United States. Have you seen me extract anything in that number like that? No. Right? I'm not extracting anything in the United States, right? Oh, yeah, speaking of which, right now, these racists thought that they could put a U.S. president on the phone with me to get me signed over my rights to my money. These are stupid-ass racists. Never. I'm not signing shit. I'm not signing nothing. I am signing nothing. I am volunteering nothing to the United States. That's not me. I mean, did you see how I've been treated? So clearly, I'm not being mean and belligerent. Yeah, have you seen how these folks treated me, right? I just said I don't feel special enough to disrespect anybody. I do not feel special and privileged enough to, like, you know, do evil and steal from somebody. You fuckers are not going to feel special enough to do me like that either. You have lost your minds. No. Just as I would never do that to other people. You can check out my history and my life. Never mistreated anybody. Does that make sense? You won't be doing that to me either. I promise you, I'm not signing shit. I don't give a damn who you get the call. I really don't. All right, no, that's one. Not just I'm going to do you one better so you fuckers never pop up again with this begging, right? And this entitlement, you're not entitled to anything. Not entitled to shit. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. Okay, you bought counterfeit stock. You better go talk to Jonathan about that counterfeit stock. They didn't tell you that 100% of everything got struck to own it, right? I'm not going to even operate Ripple in the United States. You'll never pull this shit again. You better go talk to Jonathan about him, you know, basically burning up your money. He did try everything he could to wing something up because he ain't got no extraction. He did try everything he could to wing something up and just pretend. And then he felt miserable and he got everything wrong. He got everything wrong. Fact check my, he got everything wrong. He got everything wrong. He did a ass ton. He still got everything wrong. You better go talk to Jonathan about your counterfeit stocks because that's between you and Jonathan. And whatever fools printed up that counterfeit bootleg stock, right? That knockoffs, you bought knockoffs, right? You bought impersonators, imposters. All right, now, you know, they're not a fashion knockoff. You know, it's not fashion. All right, now, you bought imposters. You bought counterfeits, right? You notice how your counterfeits are worthless. You better go talk to Jonathan. Ask to see his failures. Okay, that's your money. His failures are your money. You bought that counterfeit. His failures are your money, right? And I'm not even saying that in the root way. I hope that you guys will have a great good morning. It's by, I give Jesus the praise. I give Jesus the honor. I give Jesus the Lord the glory. I've realized that it's very special. I kiss Jesus' feet, right? I'm finally getting to the point now, Lord. All right now, but as far as these old racist folks think they can put the president on the phone, I'm supposed to volunteer. I'm not volunteering nothing. I don't care what president you put on the phone, no. That's not a knock at Trump, but no. I'm not volunteering anything for America or for you either. I don't give a damn what Oprah or Obama, what clown racist you are. I'm not volunteering shit. I'm not volunteering for America. Hell no. No. I'm not signing over my rights to my money. You clowns have lost your mind from global supply chain that even America with its taxation, its fossil fuel sales, which is reliable money, plus its tourism, cannot make. A revolving tax system that floods money just like the fossil fuel is reliable. Even the fossil, okay, this is how impossible these numbers are to make without Jesus. I can't even make them, right? None of us can without Jesus, right? All right, now your oil companies, BP, Exxon, Chevron, Shell Station, the pilot stations, all right, now other, other oil and gas companies, okay? None of them have $500 billion of liquid spendable cash. BlackRock, Blackstone do not have $500 billion of liquid spendable cash. They're supposed to be the biggest ones in the United States. And even them, I mean, Tesla, I mean, no. All right, now that's not a knock at Musty, but he didn't even got, he don't even have $1 trillion, let alone, you know, $1 billion of liquid cash, right? He can sell stocks, right? And he probably get at least $1 billion or $5 billion off of it. But if he's selling too fast, they'll devalue because it's pretend money, is my point, right? That's not a knock, that's real, right? All right, no, nothing doing to Musty, all right? Now, as long as I live, I never want to cross paths with that shithead. Oh, God, no. All right, now, what did his racist ass say to the fact they dragged him internationally? He got tried to be the loser and wanted them to play pretend. Don't got so used and ingrained in this white privilege and this fucked up stuff in the United States, right? Okay. All right, I'm not signing over anything. I'm not volunteering for America. I'm not a volunteer for no Oprah, no Obama. I don't give a damn. They're not special to me. Or no dumbass racist. You're not special to me. Oh, dumbass Obama. No, it's special to me. Hey, God, give me the language. Let me watch it. It's just been an odyssey with these folks. Jesus, right? Excuse me. All right, no, so I'm not volunteering anything. All right, no, that's the Lord. No, right? I'm not teaching you how to do ripple. I'm not selling you ripple. I'm not wholesaling you ripple. Why would I do that? They said everything got struck down on 100% Jesus, the Lord, with his voice. Through the whole people at top, I thank them for their integrity. They said everything got struck down on it. They said, how is she different from the oil companies? Anything she extracts, she owns it 100% right. I thank them for their integrity in Jesus' name. I thank the Lord Jesus for speaking to them, folks, right? And I really appreciate that. All right, now that's what I mean, every other company goes like that, you know? Does that make sense right now? You know, even with oil drilling, if they drill it, they own it. Am I not right, right? How am I different? You fools have lost your minds. So I own 100% of all the money. I got, it should be over $400 million. That is a 33-digit number. It should be going towards $400 million. I don't get 30%. I get 100%. All of that money that you see in bank account is mine. It's earned through the Holy Spirit. It's earned by Christ Jesus. Father God, Jehovah said I'm good enough for it. I don't care what you feel. The Lord Jesus said I'm good enough for it. I don't care what you feel, right? All right, now the Lord Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit said I'm good enough for it. I don't care what you feel. All right, now the Lord trusted me. I'm not going to let him down with how I help people in Jesus' name, on his behalf, in his name, because there's nothing special about me. In Jesus' name to help people, right? Okay. All right, now. So I'm not teaching you how to do ripple. I'm not teaching you how to do the extraction. I'm not wholesaling to you. Why would I do that on 100% of the stock? Why would you be green and jealous to ask me to wholesale me, to wholesale you 100% that I own? No, I'm not wholesaling to you. Right now, I own 100% of the shares that I extract. I'm not giving you a portion of my shares. No, I'm not signing up my shares. I'm not signing up my money. No, I'm not teaching you how to do ripple. I'm not wholesaling to you. I'm not volunteering for the United States. No races, no Obama, no Oprah. I know, not even America. You're not special to me. No. Right? Other than that, if President Trump has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I don't want to get this man to run around. It's not like President Trump, but no, right? I can't help there. All right, now the counterfeit stocks that Jonathan, all right, now the Jonathan stock, all right, now because he just went through, I mean, you guys can fact check me. He went through these own sites and he got everything wrong just pretending. He got everything wrong just pretending, okay? You got your counterfeit stocks and I own 100% of my stocks, okay? Since I own 100% of my stock, what would your percentage come from? I own 100%. Where does your percentage come from? You have no percentage. You have Jonathan stocks. You better go talk to Jonathan about burning up your money because he just did. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, it's like this. Right now, I don't take kindly. I mean, Jonathan, all these punks right now, as these racists are drawing up my work, he watched everything. He saw my work drop. He didn't say anything. He saw the pull everybody off the phone. He didn't say anything. Remember, now this boy got paid to watch everything I do so he could steal and whitewash something. Right now, that's why I got kicked in my house. I had to go before a judge. He saw everybody being put off the phone for month after month. He said nothing. He saw my rent check being stolen. He said nothing. These racists kept feeling that even Brother Kent was laughing. He's sleeping in the back of a car because a racist said he got me calling me black bitches and niggers saying he got me kicked outside. All right, now Kent want to be queen so they suck his own dick. All right, now that's for the Lord. You know, just as they took turns sucking William's dick, all three of them. Does that make sense? All right, now, you know, different militants. I didn't say who. All right, now that's for the Lord. He fucked two of them. Does that make sense? All right, now. All right, now the last one he didn't want to fuck, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, well, good morning. All right, now, but yeah, as far as William is concerned, talk to Prince William. They try to, these racists actually thought that he could put a U.S. president on the phone with me and I'm supposed to be wooed to sign over my rights to my money. Okay. These royal leaders are calling William in floods and oh my God, this is so amazing. I hope they see Jesus' power. I hope they see Jesus' glory. I hope they see Jesus' splendor in his wonder because I don't have any power. I hope they see the absolute authority of the Lord Jesus because I don't have power like that. I hope they see the genius and the magnificence of the Lord Jesus because the Lord Jesus gave me ripple. I cannot even take credit for that. But how these royal leaders are calling Prince William saying, oh my God, this is so incredible. Oh my God, this is so brilliant. The Lord Jesus is brilliant, not me. The Lord Jesus is brilliant, not me. They're saying, oh my God, man, these royal leaders are flooding William with messages. These royal leaders are calling out the church. Okay, so a U.S. president calling me, that don't impress me. You thinking I'm finna sign up my rights? You stupid. I'm not signing my rights to shit. I don't care who you put on the phone. That is not a knock at Trump. What's in there right now? That racist piece of shit. Okay, even Trump. I'm not signing up my rights to my money. I'm not giving you a portion of my stocks. I'm not signing anything. I'm not signing anything. No. You just got caught trying to frame me. No, that's not a knock at Trump. This man ain't did nothing to me. But no. Okay, William saying these world leaders are calling like, oh my God, this is so amazing. This is so incredible. It's not because of special. You know, the money is different. Does that make sense? Right now, there are no errors in it. There are not one errors in it. People are watching. There are no errors in it. People are saying that not one errors in it. In 3 years, there are no errors in it. And they keeping up with it and say, oh my God, this is incredible. Oh my God, it's amazing. I mean, please, get her to come to Europe and offer this stock so we can buy some too. It would be so nice if she come over here. Oh my God. They said they are nonstop. William getting messages and calls about the extraction ripple. What's up? And these racists actually thought I'd be impressed with them putting the president on the phone trying to get me to sign something, you stupid asses. Ask William about the ass ton of world leaders, kings, queens, princesses, governesses, right? Oh, let me see, prime ministers, chancellors. All right, now let's not pretend. Ask him about the ass time flood of people calling him saying, oh my God, this is amazing. Please get her to come over to Europe and do some extraction. Please get her to come over to Europe and offer this stuff. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, now because of the mere fact they want to buy some. Oh, okay, this is me saying yes. I would be honored to come over to Europe to offer this stuff. United States cannot buy this block. I explained as to why just then. United States had the gall while making me homeless, stealing stock from up under me that they already cashed in. Not just that they stole stock from up under me, they proceeded to create other counterfeit stocks, right? You got kings and queens and, you got kings and queens and princesses and princes. You got chancellors. You got prime ministers. You got prime ministers. You got presidents all across Europe and Asia calling Prince William, right? The stat makes his Oceano. In Australia, no, then they know Prince William. William is getting different messages from people he knew all across the entire globe saying, oh, my God, this is amazing. Oh, my God, this is incredible. Oh, my God, please get her to come over here and do some extraction. Oh, my God, this is amazing. This is amazing. Said, you know, that's what took that it floored him with the amount of attention it got because people are watching it. The stat makes sense globally. Said that's all they're talking about. These people, even kings and queens, princes, prime ministers, presidents, like, you know, they said, telling William to do everything in his power to get me over there to do some extraction so I can offer to stop him so he can make some money. What's up? You putting somebody on the phone to be the stuff that don't impress me. I'm not signing shit. I'm not threatening anything in the United States. Okay, ask William about the kings and the queens and the presidents and the princesses and the chancellors and the prime ministers calling him. Talk about Ripple saying, please get me to come over to Europe to do some extraction so they can buy some too. And ain't finna play no games. I'm letting the people in Europe and Asia know, thank you. I really appreciate that. But I give Jesus the praise and the glory. There's nothing special about me. I would be honored to come over to Europe and Asia to offer the stock so that different countries can buy some. As long as you don't hate Jesus, you don't hate Israel, you're not a warmonger. You can buy some stock. Does that make sense? All right, no, please don't buy any now because it'd be a counterfeit. I have not issued it. Please give me an opportunity to do that. It'd be a great honor in Jesus' name so that different countries and people ask William about the Aston. So you got one president in the United States, but you got the rest of the world flooding William marveling. Saying, you know, even, I mean, you know, royalty, you know, emperors, empresses, let me see, chancellors, prime ministers, governors, rulers calling, and they say, oh my God, this is incredible. When will she be coming over to Europe? Please get her to come over to Europe to offer the extractions, not the extraction, no, I can't do that. Offer the stock so they can buy some, all right? It'd be a great honor for me. You have my word in Jesus' name. As soon as I can get over there, I'll be over to Europe to offer the extraction. The United States will not be able to buy any. I said, ask the why. These punks will never pop their asses up begging again. They'll never pull this again, no. So I'm supposed to be impressed with these clown-ass racists thinking they can be slick to put a president on the phone to try to get me to sign something. I'm not signing shit, you clowns. I'm not giving you a portion of my stocks, okay? I'm not signing shit to give you my money. I'm not going to do that. I'm not signing anything. God forgive me for cursing. I'm not signing anything. I mean, look at the deceptiveness they came with against me, but they'll talk about my language. They want to rob me of, you know, a decimillion dollars because that's where it's going towards. That is a 34-digit number. The United States says they want to rob me blind. And they wanted me to sign something shitty racist, but then they'll talk about the stuff I said. I mean, these clowns can go straight to hell, okay? All right, no, but ask William about the world leaders in a flood calling him. Does that make sense right now? That's what, compared to one president in the United States, and that's not knocking Trump. This man is not in there yet. Ask him about all the stuff they said, okay? Europe and Asia would be a great honor to offer stock, all right? Now, William get nonstop messages and writing on calls about me and about Ripple, right? What's up? That's any dumbass racist that thought I'm stupid enough to sign something that sounded shit. Right? It is earned, right? Thank you guys so much for Jesus' goodness. Thank you guys so much.